Welcome back to the show. My name is Charles Ernst. I'm the host, and today we're going to talk about how to overcome failure and bounce back stronger. Inevitably, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to experience failure. It's something that is going to happen early when you get started. It's going to happen in the middle. It'll happen later in the process, but it is going to happen. So one of the things that we really want to talk about today is, what are you going to do when it happens? Where is the learning? Where is the growth when you do have a setback? You do have a failure. You're not going to go crawl back in the hole and just give up. You're going to pick yourself up. You're going to dust yourself off, and you're going to learn from this and figure out how to make your business better by learning from this failure and moving on. So let's get into it. The first part is, you really have to embrace it. You want to use it as a learning opportunity, right? Analyze the failure. Reflect on what went wrong. Identify what happened, what the root cause is, and then take a moment and get an understanding of what really went down. Because sometimes what I found is that you can look at a problem, you can talk about the problem, you can talk about the failure itself, but you're not taking the time to really get yourself dived in to understand what was the cause of that failure. The other thing, make sure you get some feedback. Get feedback from people that actually matter in the process. You know, don't be asking, you know, some friend or, you know, somebody away from the situation that doesn't really understand what's going on, unless they have a unique understanding about business or maybe about your business in particular. But make sure that you have vested people that are giving you feedback. Just don't listen to everybody, because that is not going to be the best use of your time. And sometimes you're going to find that a lot of it is going to be irrelevant and really going to be pointless. So make sure that if you are getting some feedback or criticism or kind of a direction to try something different, consider the source and make sure that you're working with somebody that has a good knowledge base for that. Another thing that I like to do, and this is something that you should also practice, is when you go through that whole entire process, you know, make sure you document it. Make sure that you're taking the time to put it down in writing, you know, look at it, you know, give yourself some aspect to reflect back to, just in case, right, you run into this situation again. Or if you do fail again, and maybe it's completely unrelated, or, you know, maybe it is related, you want to make sure that you're going back there and looking at what you wrote down to make sure that you're accurately, and I say this very clearly, accurately understanding what's going on and why you failed. And that's going to make you a better entrepreneur, and it's going to build you back a little bit stronger every time, and you're going to be able to go to the next level. So during this whole process, you got to maintain a positive mindset. I know it sounds really simple, but you could be really negative about your failure. You could be really negative about the problem. It's not going your way. It's easy to get into that mode. You need to snap right out of it. You need to get yourself back on track. You have to stay positive. If you're failing, you're making forward progress. In my mind, you're making forward progress because you're trying new things. And just because it doesn't work out doesn't mean it doesn't have any value whatsoever. So these setbacks are going to be temporary. They're not going to be permanent. If they're permanent, then you might as well just give up and throw in the towel. But they're not going to be permanent, because you're going to pick yourself up. You're going to reevaluate the situation. You're going to stay positive, and you're going to move on. This is something that I always say to people, and I actually have to look in the mirror and tell myself, I actually have to practice self-compassion. You know, so what? I wasn't a 10 out of 10. I wasn't perfect. I'm not going to sit there during this whole entire journey and just beat myself up. And it's not going to do you any good if you're just one of those people that likes to be extra hard on yourself. And most overachievers are. Most people that have the guts to be an entrepreneur and take that leap of faith and push through it, they're going to be really hard on themselves, right? Because they didn't get it right. But that's okay. You need to take a moment and be compassionate on yourself. You just need to give yourself a break and just know that you're not going to be perfect every single time out of the gate. That's part of the practice. That's part of the journey. You know, that's part of the discipline that you really need to enact, because once you get disciplined and understand this process, you're going to be better and you're going to bounce back stronger. The other thing that I would say in this mindset is, you have to visualize the win. Visualize your success. You know, set your goals. Remind yourself why you did this. Remind yourself where you're going, where you want to be. You need to put that in your brain. You need to take a picture of it. You know, sometimes people have these vision boards, you know, maybe they tape something up to a mirror. You know, that's something that I've done before. I kind of visualize where I want to be in the next 6 months, the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, whatever that is, whatever that time frame that you want to decide, that's what you need to do. Just give yourself that reminder every day so you know that you have something to work for. Another thing is if you're going to document or learn anything from these failures, you need to look at how you can make that innovative, right? Turn that failure into innovation, right? Use the failure as a catalyst for creating problem-solving ideas. You know, maybe you're going to be able to find some technology out there or a process or something that's going to give you that tool that you're going to need to make that better. So that failure turns into something positive, right? That also motivates you to be creative and innovative in solving that problem. The other thing is you have to look at experimenting, right? You have to try different things. You have to be able to take some risk. Sure, you took the leap. You took the risk being an entrepreneur, you know, going out on your own business, right? Elevating yourself, you know, above all that negative thought process, and you actually took the leap. So you have to embrace that there is going to be risks along the way that you're going to have to continue to take in order for you to move forward, in order for you to grow your business, in order for you to find out what's working and what's not working. You have to take a risk. So the last thing I want to talk about in this segment is really implementing a methodology to iterate and improve, right? Whether you have a product or a service, what you're doing is you're going to put a methodology together. You're going to line it all out and you're going to follow it, right? So that way you can take all of those past failures. Every time you fail, you can culminate that and pick a direction and you're going to be able to grow from that and make your company stronger and ultimately make you stronger. So during this process, right, you got to build some mental toughness, right? You have to be resilient. You know, you have to be able to roll with the punches, right? You are going to be standing in the storm some days. You are going to be the one who is standing there and you're going to feel like the whole entire world is on your shoulders. But what you're going to do is you're going to figure out a way to make yourself tough, right? Because it's not about just being tough physically. It's about being tough mentally, right? So you want to strengthen your emotions, right? You know, we talked about in a previous episode about emotional intelligence. Well, emotional intelligence starts with you. You have to be emotionally intelligent to yourself. You need to know what the triggers are. You need to know what stresses you out. You need to understand how to manage that stress. You need to understand how to just manage those days well so you're not doing things that are just going to make it worse. And you have to take a little bit of time to understand yourself and understand what that's going to be to get you back on track, right? We all have our breaking points. We all have those moments when we're just overwhelmed and stressed out, but we can teach ourselves. We can teach ourselves to be more resilient by understanding when that comes on. Either we can be proactive and just avoid that situation altogether, right? And just kind of wind down a little bit. Or if you're in the middle of it, you know, just make sure that you revert back, you know, to some things that have worked in the past and, you know, get yourself back on track and then try again. So another thing I like to do is I have a network of people that when I'm having a bad day, I call, right? I give them a call and let them know, and they know why I'm calling, right? They know that, you know, maybe things aren't going so great. And maybe the conversation isn't just all about me telling them this bad story, but maybe it's about just like getting a little bit of encouragement. And I'm not necessarily calling people to, you know, solve my problems for me, but it's just good to be able to have, say, a mentor to bounce some ideas, because if they've been there, and a lot of them have, especially if they're entrepreneurs and they've been taking the risk and they've been doing this for a long time, right? Those are the ones that you want to call. Those are the ones that might give you that energy and be able to talk you off the cliff and talk you off the ledge, because we've all been there, right? And sometimes they just need to bring you down to planet Earth a little bit, right? So other aspects, you have to learn from adversity, right? Adversity is going to be part of the game as an entrepreneur. You're going to get some friction. You're going to get setbacks. You're going to get some challenges. So again, you know, you have to welcome that. That's part of the process. If you know you're doing it, then you know that you're making progress. In my opinion, you know, that's one of the ways that I know that I'm making progress, because sometimes it gets really hard. Right? It gets harder than it usually is. Everything just doesn't sail on through, but that's really a good indication that I'm making progress. So the other thing I like to do is I like to leverage, right? I want to leverage these setbacks for motivation. I want to learn to persevere. I want to take that and I want to dig down deep, right? And dig down deep. And that's what I really mean. Like, not just a little bit, but just really go a little bit further to making sure that you're using that to motivate yourself. And the last thing in this segment that I want to talk about is staying committed to your goals, right? Don't change the goals. Don't move your goalposts. I mean, you can't even do that. I hate it when people do that to me, when they always like move the goalposts. You know, every time I get to a certain point, they're moving it. But I find that the biggest person that does that in my life is me. So sometimes maybe I didn't get to that goal, or maybe I'm moving the goalpost myself because I want more. I just want to make sure that when you're setting a goal, right? When I'm setting a goal, that it's achievable. And once I get it, I'm closing that loop and I'm setting another goal, right? I'm not continuing to do some kind of inevitable process of where I'm just continuing to move this here and move this here or move this here, you know, based on the results that I'm getting. So it's important to, you know, be able to celebrate the milestones, but in order to celebrate a milestone, you got to hit it. And if you don't hit it, then all you're doing is you're moving it, and you're going to teach yourself that you're never going to get there. And you need to learn how to experience a win, a victory. Right? Even if it's small, even if it's big, even if it's a medium victory, you need to take a minute. And that's different for everybody. I'm not saying that you got to go out and do some kind of a dance and, you know, be super excited, but, you know, maybe that's just some quiet time and you are giving yourself some words of affirmation because you got it done. Then you set a new goal and you go do that. One of the things that have always been one of my favorite things to do is really take a setback and make a success story out of it, right? Because I'm thinking about, how can I motivate someone else? You know, if someone is listening right now and I'm motivating them to say, hey, look, I don't know what you're going through, but I don't have to sit here and tell my personal story. I mean, this isn't about me. This is about you, right? I want to be able to help you understand that, you know, there is an element of, like, say, leadership. If you're leading a team, you want to be that solid rock and that solid foundation for them, right? And the best way to do that is lead by example. You don't need to make your employees your therapist or your counselors. They don't necessarily have to be your cheerleaders or the people that you go to that are patting on your back going, oh, it's going to be okay. You know, they don't really need to see that. They need to see this strong, resilient leader that knows that even though things aren't going right the way that everybody expects, that you're the one telling them to be motivated. You're the one that's inspiring them. You're the one that's saying, hey, you know what? I know that didn't work out, but let's get this done. We know we can do it. We know where it is. We know where the goal is. We just need to make sure that we get it done. And in doing that is going to be far better if you are mentally prepared to be able to do that. And if you're mentally strong and you want to encourage in your culture of that strength, that they are learning, right? That they're continuously wanting to improve, right? So you're taking those failures, you talk about it with your team, right? You give them motivation. But if you need to take that time first for yourself to get yourself together, you know what? Then do it. Then come back out there and you be that leader that you know that you can be. Because they're going to be inspired, because they know that things didn't go right, but you're the one feeling all the pressure. And if you're the one who can step up at that moment, that's going to be extremely motivating to your team and they're going to perform better. So growth mindset, you know, that's a given. That's one of the things that I always tell my team, you know, you should be telling your team all the time, is that we need to continue to grow. We don't need to get stagnant. Just because it gets a little bit easy for a while, you need to set new goals to constantly be improving, you know, whatever it is that you do. You know, maybe you need to look beyond, you know, if you're doing a service, what your customer wants. You need to challenge your team to be able to think about some of the conversations that they're having, you know, with your clients, you know, to be able to get to that point where they're going to come up with ideas on how you can enhance your service model, or, you know, better yet, just deliver something even better. Feedback. Again, we talked about this earlier in this episode. You want to seek feedback from people that are relevant. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to be rude about it, but sometimes people like to give feedback, I don't know, just because they do, and it may not even be pertinent. If it's not valuable, then I would say don't spend your time letting that occupy your headspace whatsoever. You want to make sure that if you're getting feedback, you're getting any type of criticism, you want to make sure that it's going to be something productive, right? It doesn't always have to be super positive, like, man, you'll get it next time. Or, yeah, you know what? That's great. It's okay. You're doing so good. You know, maybe you didn't. Just be open and honest. If somebody didn't do so well, you don't have to be heavy-handed about it, but maybe you just take that approach of giving that criticism, receiving that criticism, just in a way where you're using it in that mindset that you're going to grow from it. So by doing all these things, you're going to build confidence in your decision-making, right? You want your team to be able to make confident decisions. You need to make confident decisions. So leading by example, we're going back to that again. So if you are confidently taking the approach to make decisions and you're not second guessing yourself, or man, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? You know, what if it does? But if you better prepare yourself as a leader to be able to make more informed decisions by putting a process in place, you know, getting more confident in your knowledge base, learning from your failures, you're going to be able to make more quicker decisions that are going to be more fruitful and generate a much better result because you're taking the time to understand them a little bit better. And not only celebrating the wins for yourself, you got to celebrate the wins of your team. Give them the credit where it's due, right? It's not a situation where it's expected. If they go above and beyond and they totally make it happen for you, don't minimize that. You know, I'm not saying you have to overdo it, but just give that recognition because they want to be motivated too. And if they're motivated, they're going to work hard. And they're going to work hard for their team. They're going to work hard for your company. They're going to work hard for you. And better yet, when they're leading others in your organization, they're going to have that same mindset of paying that mentality forward. So those people are going to be able to grow and, you know, be able to have that type of mindset. And ultimately, everybody's going to win. I'm a firm believer in that. Win, win, win. Right? It doesn't have to be, hey, this person did great. This person didn't do so good. Whatever it is, if they really earned it, then make sure that you're recognizing what they're doing and recognizing their achievements, because it does mean a lot. People just need to hear it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be over the top. It can be the simple recognition in front of the team that somebody values so they feel good about their contribution to whatever goal that was that you needed to achieve. So another thing that we can do, another thing that you can do is success stories, right? People like to hear stories. They want to hear that it was possible. Just make sure those stories are true. I mean, don't be making stuff up like, you know, like at the campfire when somebody said they're going to be climbing, you know, some unachievable mountain or something and they did it this way or that way. You know, make sure that these are legitimate stories, real stories of success, so people can be inspired. People can be motivated to know that somebody else has already done it. And if you have that opportunity to share a story that is motivating, that is inspiring, you know, take the moment to do that and get into the weeds a little bit and let people ask questions. But it always gives people the confidence to know that somebody else has been there. It's just the way we're wired up, and that's just the way it's going to be. So last thing before we conclude, always encourage that positive mindset, right? You don't want to have a bunch of negative people that are always going to throw their hands up and tell you what's wrong. I mean, everybody can tell you what the problem is. I mean, anybody can do that. But who's going to tell you what the solution is? And if you give that mindset to your employees, to your team, to make sure that they are thinking about it in that positive growth mindset, they're going to be taking those things and they're going to be coming to you with solutions, not just pointing out what the problems are. So anyway, I just want to thank you for listening. Again, we're talking about how to overcome failure and bounce back stronger. We talked about embracing failure as a learning opportunity, right? Building resilience, mental toughness, and turning setbacks into success stories. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you did, I encourage you to share it to somebody who may need to hear this and would really like it if you'd subscribe. And if you want to learn more, you can find us on YouTube at Hey Charles Biz, and we are Hey Charles 77 on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you for listening. See you next time.